Department of the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, EFCC, to fight against economic crimes and corruption in Nigeria has gradually revamped the country's dented image as den of corruption. The feat is as a result of years of toil and sweat. You can be part of the struggle by shunning all forms of economic crimes and corruption. Good evening, Nigeria, and welcome to the program, The Eagle. My name is Aisha Agambari. With me on the program is Aisha Mohammed.
Thanks, Aisha. A very good evening to you out there. I also say welcome to The Eagle. We hope you will keep tuning in to enjoy the program as we bring you interesting activities within the commission.
On the program today, Senate Committee on Drugs, Narcotic and Anti-Corruption commends the commission for securing 117 convictions in 2013, just as the EFCC secures the forfeiture of Brifina Hotel to the federal government. The property is among seized assets from Shuaibu Tedi, a prime suspect in the billion naira pension scam.
Also on the program is a report on the prosecution of one Olushola Alabi, an 80-year-old suspected fraudster nabbed by the EFCC. We will also bring to you a report on the arrest and prosecution of a Nigerian based in Malaysia, Hope Olusegun Aroke, and his accomplice, Tafida Garba Ibrahim, who are being prosecuted for money laundering and false declaration of assets.
And on our special focus segment is a report on the Commission's monthly media briefing. These and other reports will come your way right after this timeout. Please stay tuned.
Cheers! Cheers!
What is it?
Please, keep to yourself. I got your telephone call.
Anytime I close my eyes, yes, I see dead people chasing me in my sleep.
My Jehovah Magadam.
Is it possible for someone to become restless just because of his past?
Nevertheless, unless you kill somebody dead, then the spirit will be haunted you. Hey! Was you owe contractors?
I embezzled all the money for the roads that are now death traps, killing people every day. I approved the supplies of fake drugs. On pipe on water.
I embezzled the money.
At the fear, chief.
You are supposed to fear the avenue. Especially now that the don't people of EFCC are chasing people who are doing the work to trouble other people with money. EFCC, as soon as they are capturing them, threat to prison.
Chief.
Yeah.
Jail.
Jail.
Ah.
How you are? Life is not just about acquire wealth. Making money. When other people are getting die of hunger and neglect. Be careful. EFCC, I watch.
EFCC will get you anywhere, anytime.
Chairman of the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, EFCC, Ibrahim Lamrode, said the commission in 2013 recorded 117 convictions. He stated this at the National Assembly when the commission defended its 2014 budget proposal before the Senate Committee on Drugs, Narcotic and Anti-Corruption. He expressed optimism that the agency would improve on the record this year, having already recorded 30 convictions in the first 2 months of the year.
We have 117 convictions, and I believe by any standard is by no means a small achievement. So I don't think there is any law enforcement agency within the country that has achieved that in any high court level in the country. So I think we have done very well, and I think we are also on the course of doing very well this year. From the January to February, as I speak to you, sir, we have secured 30 convictions this year. So, and by the rate at which we are going, we see us getting not less than 150 convictions before the year is out.
He thanked the committee members for their continued support and promised that the commission will continue to do its best in waging war against economic and financial crimes.
I wish to, on behalf of the board, management and staff of the EFCC, thank the committee for giving us the opportunity to appear before it to defend our budget proposal for the 2014 financial year. We strongly believe that the committee, in its usual support for the EFCC, will consider and approve the budgetary proposal of the 10.2 billion tabled before it. Thank you so much, Mr. Chairman, and distinguished members.
Chairman of the committee, Senator Victor Lah, commended the commission for the number of convictions it secured in 2013. He said the record is significant in the face of the erroneous perception by some persons that the commission was not doing much. He expressed the National Assembly's resolve to work with the commission to make it more effective.
I can tell you that the perception of Nigerians about law enforcement agencies is that they are incompetent, in fact, at best they are corrupt. And the EFCC, ICPC, all of them put together, we're just wasting money on them. They are not doing anything. But if we tell the people we secured 117 convictions in 1 year, and there's potential for increase in the new year, I think that is very challenging.
To this end, he restated the committee's willingness to amend the commission's enabling law to enable the agency keep a percentage of its recoveries.
We are willing to work with the commission to see how you can execute your mandate. When we got to your place, we told you we are ready to work with your commission to amend your law. Probably to insert a provision where the percentage of sums you recover can be clawed back into the operations of the commission, or even your place on outright first line charge. These things are not done by board resolutions. They are legislative activities.
Lamorode presented a budget estimate of 10.2 billion naira as approved by the budget office against the 21 billion naira proposed by the commission. Thelma Eke, reporting for The Eagle.
EFCC will get you anywhere, anytime.
The Economic and Financial Crimes Commission is prosecuting a Malaysian-based Nigerian fraudster, Hope Olusegun Aroke, and his accomplice, Tafida Garuba Ibrahim, before a federal high court Lagos. Their troubles followed the fraudster's arrest in 2012 and arraignment in January 2013 before Justice Mohammed Idris on two separate charges of money laundering and false declaration of assets. Aroke was one of two Malaysian-based Nigerian undergraduates that were picked by the EFCC in the closing weeks of 2012 at the 1004 housing estate, Victoria Island, Lagos, following a tip-off. The 25-year-old indigent of Okene Kogi State claims to be a student of computer science at the Kuala Lumpur Metropolitan University, Malaysia. But the commission's investigations fingered him as the arrowhead of a syndicate of internet fraudsters that traversed two continents. His accomplice, Tafida Ibrahim, is a Burundi change operator. Through Ibrahim, Aroke was able to launder proceeds of multiple scams to the tune of over 31 million naira. When Aroke was arrested, a search conducted by EFCC operatives on his apartment led to the recovery of several items such as laptops, iPad, traveling documents, checkbooks, flash drives, internet modem, and three exotic cars, a Mercedes-Benz Jeep, one formatic Mercedes-Benz car, and a Range Rover Sport. Also being prosecuted by the commission are two employees of a telecommunications service provider, MTN. The accused persons, Victor Akintunde and Gani Mustafa, were arraigned by the commission before a Lagos State High Court, Ikeja, for allegedly stealing 1.3 billion naira belonging to the firm's cooperative society. Akintunde and Mustafa, both former president and secretary, respectively, of MTN Employees Multipurpose Cooperative Society, are facing a 17-count charge bordering on conspiracy, stealing, issuance of doc check, and forgery. They were charged to court alongside a property developer, Mutahiru Babatunde, and two other companies, Primavera Engineering and Construction Limited and Mabo Dredging Limited. The suspects allegedly obtained the said sum as sundry payment to facilitate the purchase of 13 hectares of land at Okunwaja community in Lagos on behalf of cooperative members.
To perfect their criminal act, the defendant forged the signature of one Chief Atiku Adigun on a deed of assignment to facilitate the fraud. They are also accused of issuing a Dot First Bank check in the sum of 427 million naira in favor of the cooperative on April 25, 2009. Their trial, however, suffered a setback when one of the defendants, Mutahiru Babatunde, jumped bail. All efforts by the commission at apprehending him proved abortive. The fugitive has, however, been declared wanted by the commission. I am Zainab Sani Ahmed reporting for The Eagle.
Chief,
what is it? Please, keep to yourself. Chief, I got a telephone call.
Anytime I close my eyes,
yes,
I see dead people chasing me in my sleep.
My Jehovah, Magadam.
Chief, is it possible for someone to become restless just because of his past?
Nevertheless, unless you kill somebody dead, then the spirit will be haunting you.
Help!
Was you owe contractors?
I embezzled all the money for the roads that are now death traps, killing people every day. I approved the supplies of fake drugs on pipe on water.
I embezzled the money.
I did fear, Chief.
You are supposed to fear the avenue, especially now that you don't develop EMCC. I chose to be who I do to support other people's money, EMCC, as soon as they capture them. Threat to prison, yeah.
Chief, jail.
Jail.
Ah!
Are you, huh? Life is not just about acquire wealth.
Making money.
When other people are going to die of hunger and neglect.
Be careful.
EFCC, I watch.
EFCC will get you anywhere, anytime.
Still, on matters in court, the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, EFCC, is prosecuting one Olusola Alaba, also known as Adekunle Anthony Okundalaye, Latif Tokunbo Ali, and Magnus Obe, before Justice Latifa Okunu of the Lagos State High Court, sitting in Ikeja, on a four-count charge bordering on obtaining money under false pretenses and forgery to the tune of 1,490,000 naira. The 80-year-old man was said to have obtained the sum from one Olutoyin Ogundipe by falsely representing to her that the money was the cost of rent for a three-bedroom flat located at Plot 8, Oladimeji Alo Street, Lekki Phase 1, Lagos. He was arrested by operatives of the commission in February 2013. The accused person pleaded not guilty to all the charges. Now to convictions. Justice Mohammed Lawal Shaibu of the Federal High Court, sitting in Enugu, on Monday, 24 February 2014, convicted and sentenced one Gift Onyegam to 10 years imprisonment without an option of fine for duping a blind teacher, Rosemary Ihekana Acho, of a sum of 830,000 naira, under the pretext that he would help her son secure employment with an oil company. Also convicted for identity fraud is one Habila Maman, actually known as Luca Audu. He was sentenced to 7 years imprisonment without the option of fine by Justice Babatunde Kadri of the Federal High Court Gombe on 29 January 2014. Maman, who specializes in using different identities to defraud his victims, is to serve his imprisonment with hard labor. He was arrested by the EFCC based on three separate petitions against him received from three petitioners alleging that he obtained various sums of money from them under false pretense, contrary to Section 8, Subsection A, and punishable under Section 1, Subsection 3 of the Advanced Fee Fraud Act 2006. In a similar development, Justice Abubakar Kutugi of the Federal Capital Territory High Court, Abuja, on 29 January 2014, sentenced one Pastor Elakpe Robles Jr., a Filipino, to 4 months imprisonment for the issuance of dot check. Justice Babatunde Kadri of the Federal High Court Gombe also sentenced one Abubakar Dan Ina, alias Goni Bukar, to 2 years imprisonment with hard labor. The convict, who was arraigned on 3rd October 2013, was convicted on each of the two count charge of conspiracy and obtaining by false pretense preferred against him by the EFCC. Dan Ina was alleged to have fraudulently obtained monies to the tune of about 2,051,800 naira from one Alhaji Adamu Hassan, a businessman, by fraudulently representing himself as capable and possessing the power to bring Adamu out of his business misfortunes through the medium of invocation of diabolic and other invisible entities. Reporting for The Eagle, Chidimma Amanambo.
is the sixth largest producer of oil in the world. In over 50 years of oil exploration, the country has earned well over $600 billion as oil revenue. If properly managed, it should provide us with a health system that will save lives and not a decaying health system. A society where energy goes round for meaningful development and not an epileptic power supply system. A productive educational system and not a decaying educational system. A society where jobs are created for self-sustainability and not a society where our youth roam the streets unemployed. A highway of safety and security and not roads that lead us to early graves. We should have credible leaders who deliver dividends of democracy to the people and not corrupt leaders who divert our collective revenue for private use. Say no to corrupt leaders. This message is from the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission.
Welcome back on the program. Next is the special focus segment with Kamele Gebe, the report.
The Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, EFCC, has said it has achieved some success in the prosecution of pension fraud cases. Briefing journalists in Abuja, the agency's head media and publicity, Wilson Owujaren, said the commission has called several witnesses in many of the cases under trial and succeeded in securing the final forfeiture of a property linked to Sani Teddy Shuaibu, former director of pension accounts, office of the head of the civil service of the Federation, who is facing a 22-count charge bordering on obtaining money by false pretense. Conspiracy to commit fraud and concealing the origin of stolen pension funds to the tune of 18.3 billion naira. The said property, Brifina Hotel, which is located at plot 1106, Cadastral Zone, Durumi District, Abuja, was allegedly acquired by Teddy through his company, Badawulu Ventures, for 339 million naira.
Brifina Hotel, as some of you will recall, was among the properties that was seized from a major suspect in the pension scam in the office of the head of service of the civil service of the Federation. I'm talking of Dr. Shuaibu Teddy. That hotel, which is located at plot 1106, Cadastral Zone BO2 in Drumwe District, Abuja, was finally forfeited to the federal government as a result of the process initiated by the EFCC.
He said the accused person denied ownership of the property despite claims by the original owner that he sold the property to Teddy. On the basis of his denial, the EFCC approached the Federal High Court to seek for a final forfeiture order, which was granted by Justice Adeni Ademola. The commission had earlier secured an interim forfeiture order on the property from Justice Ademobello of the Federal High Court. Like the pension cases, the commission has also made appreciable progress in various oil subsidy cases which are ongoing in courts. Owujaren said several witnesses have been called to give evidence before the courts in some of the cases.
As we also speak, the trial of suspect in the oil subsidy matter is progressing in various courts across the country. In a number of the cases, several witnesses have been called. I also want to urge us to take more interest in some of these cases. People sometimes believe that we are not making progress in the subsidy matter, but I can assure you that a lot of progress is being made. Several witnesses have been called, and if you are a judicial correspondent out there, you will agree with me that we have done substantial work on the matter. But one particular case that is worrisome for us is the refusal of one of the suspects, Sheru Ogunbawo, to attend his trial. He has become more or less a fugitive from the law because since he was granted bail by court, he has refused to turn up in court.
Ogunbawo has, however, been declared wanted by the EFCC. The commission calls on Nigerians with useful information on the whereabouts of Ogunbawo to contact the EFCC at the head office or any of the zonal offices in Port Harcourt, Lagos, Kano, Gombe, or Enugu. On the issue of the assets recovered by the commission from the former governor of Bayelsa State, Depre Alamesia, Owujaren said it was unfortunate that some people decided to stir needless controversy in an already settled matter.
In the last few weeks, there has been an issue in the media regarding the assets recovered by the commission from the former governor of Bayelsa State. I'm talking of the prayer and the Messiah. It is indeed unfortunate that some people decided to stir a needless controversy from an issue that is more or less settled. I'm sure that some of us who are here are witnesses to what happened in 2010, precisely July 10, 2010, when the Commission returned recovered assets to the Bayelsa State Government. And a former governor of that state, Mr. Timipre Silva, was on hand to receive those assets from the former chairman of ESCC, Mrs. Farida Waziri. I recall that on that occasion, among the assets that the Commission returned to the Bayelsa State Government was the Chelsea Hotel in Abuja. Apart from the Chelsea Hotel, assets that were returned include ₦3,128,330,029.80. Also, returned was $441,000, €7,000, and £22,000. Those assets were returned in line with the judgment of the Federal High Court that handled that matter.
Owojaran said it was gratifying that the Bayelsa State Government acted responsibly by distancing itself from such action.
It is rather unfortunate that somebody decided to make another media issue out of a matter that is more or less settled. But I'm happy that the Bayelsa State Government took steps to distance themselves from that action. And as I speak to you, the matter that was initiated in court has been discontinued by that government.
He, however, assured that the Commission is willing to listen to complaints on any case or cases investigated by it, so far as such requests are not frivolous.
Of course, I want to reassure Nigerians that if there are any issues arising from any case that the Commission investigated, either in the past or recently, that the Commission, as a responsible corporate organization, is always willing to revisit such issues if there are complaints. But I want to also let you know that we will not succumb to any blackmail from anybody.
Owojaran further disclosed that the EFCC has stepped up the investigation of judges and other judicial officers accused of corruption. According to him, some of the judicial officers have already been quizzed by the agency, while others are still being expected to report for interrogation. The head, Media and Publicity, seized the opportunity to inform the media about the condemnable attack on one of the operatives of the commission, Jonathan Bardi, by a suspect, Tajuddin Oluwanishola. The operative of the commission was knocked down by Oluwanishola with his car in order to avoid arrest. The suspect has, however, been arrested by the commission and will be prosecuted.
On March 18, in Bagada Estate in Lagos, an operative of the commission was knocked down by a suspect that was fleeing from arrest. The name of that suspect is Tajuddin Oluwanishola. He is a suspect in an internet banking case that the commission is investigating. A team of operatives from the commission actually went to effect his arrest, but on sighting the team, he booted, and in the process, he used his Honda car to knock down the operatives. And we have to rush him to the military hospital in Yaba, where he was treated. I want to stress the fact that this incident, more or less, brings to fore the kind of hazards that operatives of the commission face in the discharge of our responsibility.
No, Aisha, that was really serious. Did you see that?
That was heartbreaking. Very hazardous.
Yeah. It shows the hazard that comes with the job of fighting economic crimes and corruption in this country. I pray God continue to protect all our operatives against future attacks. And as for Jonathan Barde, Aisha, yeah.
Think we wish him a quick recovery.
Yeah, we wish him a very speedy recovery. Well, that's it on the program. I remain Aisha Gambari saying, God bless Nigeria and thank you for watching.
The Public Interface Unit of the Public Affairs Department of the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, EFCC, is driving a national discourse online every week. Our focus is good governance as it affects the anti-corruption crusade in Nigeria. Please join us on Google Plus by searching for Official EFCC or Official EFCC NG at gmail.com. When signed in your Google Plus account and follow us via a Gmail account, you can also join us on Official EFCC /facebook.com or follow us on Twitter at Official EFCC. You can also watch our activities on Official EFCC /youtube.com. Have a good evening.